a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Wismer.
Here.
Holly.
Here.
Dryden.
Here.
Boland.
Here.
Mickelson.
Here.
Werner.
Here.
Hager. Carson.
Here.
Romkema.
Here.
Quorum is present.
30 minutes to approve. I see Senator White's not here.
I have a set from February 19th. Move to adjourn by Carson. On the first page, there's the first motion, the comma's in the wrong spot.
He's trying to convince us that he read them.
I'd move they'd be approved.
Is there a second? We'll take your word for it. There's a comma. Discussion? All in favor of seconding said minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion is approved. We will accept the minutes. Thank you, Representative Werner. Do we have pages this morning? Because we have one. Would you come forward and identify yourself? Tell us where you're from, your dreams and aspirations, where you're going to school, and just grab a microphone.
My name is Tori Remington. I'm from Milbank, and I hope to go to Columbia and major in political science.
Good for you. Testifiers, please sign in. And if you're a lobbyist, please wear your badge. Today we're...
Thank you, Representative Mickelson. The minutes from February 7th, I think the best assignment is that name.
Joiner's House.
House.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor of accepting said minutes, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Motion accept the minutes from February 7th. This morning, we're going to hear Senate Bill 31 to make an appropriation for the construction of a maintenance building and to authorize a raising of three buildings at the Star Academy in Custer County. Secretary.
Kamik.
Welcome. Good morning.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Denny Kamik, Secretary of the Department of Corrections. With me this morning, I have Scott Bollinger, Director of Operations. I have Doug Herman, Director of Juvenile Services, who's going to talk about the history of the campus a little bit. And I have Superintendent Jeff Heyer of Star Academy here to talk about the usage of the building this morning. As the chairman said, we are asking for authority to spend $215,000 to construct a maintenance building at Star Academy and also to raise three other buildings. Section 3 requires the construction to be supervised by the Bureau of Administration under 514-2, and Section 4 is a revision clause. A source of funding there will not be any general funds. We are not asking for any general funds in this project. We will be utilizing work release funds and also Pheasant Industry revenue for this project. Shortly after I was appointed Secretary of Corrections, I visited Star Academy in the buildings on Star, and we toured the barn, and in touring the barn, I'm going to put that up there. That's a picture of the barn. We have a couple pictures of the barn from the outside, and then we have one from the inside, which looks like you can see stars out there during the daytime. The roof needs to be replaced, and that's where we started on this project. You want to show the campus? This is a kind of an old picture, but it will show you the barn is way up in the upper left-hand side, and then there's an old trustee unit that's on the side of that. That building is also in disrepair, and there are holes in the floor, and it needs to be raised. Then the woodshed that we're talking about, the third building to be raised, is located right here on the main building. And the new building that we're asking to construct is right in the center of the campus there. after I saw the barn, I asked the state engineer's office for a study of the stability of the barn and cost to replace the roof. January of last year, I received a report from the state engineer's office detailing the findings of that. The state engineers had asked Funnel Design out of Rapid City to look into it. They in turn hired Boudet Consulting Engineers, and they assessed the complete structure of the roof structure of the barn at Star Academy. There's a very noticeable bow outward at the top of the upper floor walls that would indicate the roof trusses are overstressed in their current condition. They measured in several locations in the tops of the walls at approximately 6 to 8 inches above the upper floor on each side of the building were leaning out approximately 4 to 5 inches on average. In addition, analysis of these trusses show that both the wood members and the connections are overstressed under dead and code-required snow loads. They would have to take apart, do some destruction and take apart to see the total cost or the total problems that they have with that, and in order to fix that, and then they probably would put a rod through the building to try to pull it back together or keep it back together. On the cost of this, in order to replace the roof, the cost is estimated at $87,000. They put the structure problems to fix the structure at $30,000, but also understanding that once they dig into it, they may find more damage, so they added a 15% or $21,000 contingency on that structure as well, and that would make that $52,000 in order to fix the structure, with the total cost with engineering and profits at $163,881 for that. And of course, with that, we would still have a building that is not necessarily user friendly and not in the center, of course, of the campus where the activities are occurring. I'll now turn it over to Doug Herman to give a little history of the campus.
Good morning, Chairman and committee members. I'm Doug Herman with the Department of Corrections, Juvenile Division. Just, you know, for a point of reference in how we kind of got to where we're at, the campus, Star Academy's actually had three missions over its history, over 100 years. It first was a TV center through 1961, converted to a hospital, and then in 1996 we converted the campus to a juvenile correctional facility. And certainly during that last 15, 16 years, we've done a lot of conversion and trying to make it be appropriate, both safety, security, all the things that would be typical of a correctional facility. And I think we've done a very good job of making that facility very functional in what it's doing today. You know, the thing that we had not focused is kind of the importance of maintenance, and maintenance just kind of got what was left as far as space and location and how to operate. We, you know, we focused on making sure we had education, classrooms, you know, gymnasium, those kinds of things that are obviously important when you have adolescents and you're taking care of them 24 hours a day. You have to have good food service, those kinds of things. But we really felt like at this point we need to do something more specific for maintenance. And as Secretary Kamik indicated, you know, looking at the barn, not only did we look at it as how do we fix it, can it really serve our need going forward through a maintenance process, because it's really limited now to storing items. I mean, we really, and even that, it's not doing very good given the condition of the roof. It doesn't, you know, there is two levels to it, so we can store some things in the lower level. But obviously, the upper level is really non-useful, and we've historically just have gotten to a point of just using it as storage. And we think at this point it's just critical to really look at a maintenance building that will make maintenance much more efficient. With that, go to the next item or the next slide. And and as I had mentioned, we've maintenance has kind of ended up wherever we could find extra space, and so maintenance is spread out in the annex and the administration building on three different levels, and then and this slide here kind of shows where all those different maintenance activities are occurring, or where they, we need to keep the various equipment or supplies, and so. So with that, it's just been space that's not very user friendly. It's hard to, we have to bring in supplies and go down some narrow stairways, a lot of different things, and it's just has our maintenance staff kind of spread out. And so, given that the barn, the trustee unit, those buildings, we really don't think they're usable, have a usable life anymore. And even if we did, it would still cost a significant amount to repair those. We really think at this point it's time to look at consolidating maintenance into one location under one roof on one level, and we think that the maintenance staff would be much more efficient, and then it would be much more center located. Of course, as you noted, the barn and the trust unit is kind of isolated on the campus. The next is just showing you where the different shops, and we have like the plumbing supply. This is all down in the basement. So we have our maintenance down in the basement of the old administration annex building, and all of those were built in the 1930s. And so we've been able to find space down there, but it's still not very usable for maintenance to come and go and to utilize that space. And then the next slide just kind of further shows in a different level on the second and third floors where we have different the storage, a carpentry shop, finish room, paint and plumbing storage. All those things would be our intent to relocate into the new maintenance building and thus make the maintenance more efficient and serving the campus. So with that, I'm available for questions, but we do have Jeff Heyer here, our superintendent, and he's here to talk more specifically about how we would utilize the new building. So with that, I'll turn it over to Jeff.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and committee members. Jeff Heyer, Superintendent, Star Academy. I was just going to cover a little bit about the proposed building, the new building that we'd like to put in. It would be a 52 by 120-foot building with 16-foot sidewalls. We'd like to have some overhead storage available with that new building. It would be a metal exterior building, pole barn construction. We intend to have that insulated and tie into the existing steam system on campus. It'd have three large doors, one smaller door for the mower lawn maintenance equipment, six walk doors and windows, and then we'd also have restrooms in that building as well. The next slide has the floor plan for the building, and you can see where those key shops that we have located on campus that are in various locations would be centrally located within this building, particularly the carpentry shop, plumbing, and electrical shops. The finish work on this building, our intent would be to have our vocational education building trades class complete the building over a period of 2 to 3 years after the shell of the building was constructed. And I'm available for any questions that anybody might have.
Representative Whisper.
For you, do you know anything about the history behind the barn?
Other than it's been storage as long as I've been on campus, ma'am.
Following.
Follow up.
But as far as, was it originally a private farm or?
If I may, Chairman, the barn has been located on the campus. I believe it was built in the 30s, and it's always been part of that facility. When it was a TB center, that's when it was built, when it was a TB center. So it was a part of its operation at that point. So,
before we go, questions, are there any other proponents? Any other proponents? Any other proponents? Are there any opponents? Are there any opponents? Are there any opponents? Any questions? Representative Hawley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick question on the second floor admin you're moving out of. What is the intent for that space? Are you going to remodel that and use it or more storage or what?
That would be an area used for storage. When we move the carpentry shop out of that area, there's a loading dock there. That would be our preferred location for storage for items coming in or moving out of the building, out of Star Academy.
So the purpose of the question, and you won't need any more funds to remodel that down the road here then?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Horner.
Thank you. I'm kind of a old barn person because I spent a considerable amount of time restoring mine. How big is this old barn?
You got the dimensions, don't you?
It's approximately 8,600 square feet, sir. That's top and bottom floor combined.
So 40 by 100?
I think it was about 120 by 36 is the dimension.
That's right.
And you're saying the end walls are bowed out?
Is that yes, based on the yes from the report from the architectural design who did the review.
Okay. Mine had a similar scenario, and I ran a shaft from the top to the bottom and then sucked them in. I don't know how far these are out, but it didn't cost that kind of money. How much? You say $87,000 for a roof? What kind of roof are you putting on it? Or where are you looking at it?
They were looking at a steel propane, excuse me, Mr. Chairman. They were looking at a steel pro-panel roofing for that. That part of the roofing was, the steel was $17,550.
Well, I thought I heard $87,000 somewhere.
Just the steel. I'm just talking about the steel part of the roofing. The tear-off of the roofing was $32,600. Then the main cost in the total of the $87,000 was the steel is $17,000, labor was $21,450, and then of course there's a number of smaller items in here as well.
Hello. So, and I know if you were doing it on a home, you would tear it off. But why would you tear off the roof? Why wouldn't you just go over it with the steel?
Mr. Chairman, this is what the state engineer's office has suggested to us in this bid. So.
Have you considered declaring it surplus and trying to auction it and see if somebody might buy it to eliminate the cost of demolishing it?
Mr. Chairman, we had kicked that around, and I don't know if we did any more than that. We talked about it among us, but I don't think we have pursued that at all.
The cupolas are worth several thousand dollars in themselves.
The only thing that we were looking at doing is trying to take some of the wood out of there and work it into some structure, some part of the new maintenance building in memory of it, but that's as far as we had gotten. So,
Representative Hager.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'm looking at the part of the presentation that details the dollars and where it's talks about appropriating the $215K. Yeah, there you go. So I assume in your project plan, obviously you got to build a new building first. And so the raising of the old building may not happen for maybe even at least another fiscal year. First of all, is that correct?
Mr. Chairman?
I believe we were going to try to find some other place for the storage that we had in those buildings and try to get that done this summer, but that doesn't mean that it has to, sir.
And then follow-ups, sir?
Follow-up.
Thank you. Talk to me about the contingency, would you please? Why is that there?
Mr. Chairman? The contingency for $5,000, that's based on, is that, Mr. Ballinger, is that based usually on project size?
Mr. Chairman? Members of the committee, Scott Ballinger, Department of Corrections. When we looked at this building, we're basically looking at a Butler-type building in terms of a shell, but we wanted to have enough contingency depending on, we're basing on a price today. So we put an additional $5,000 in case price, steel prices went up and so on. So we've got a little flexibility in the construction cost.
Thank you.
As a farm boy, I look on this barn very nostalgically, and that's not our role to micromanage, but it would seem that there certainly must be some salvage value, and I don't know if you have any use for this barn. And not to wax too much nostalgically, but if you could look at some other plans, perhaps.
Mr. Chairman, we will take this under advisement and really pursue trying to find a use or someone that can salvage it. I understand the nostalgia with it, and they are a fading breed among our landscape, and we will certainly look and try to find what we can get done and report back to you with the answers that we come up with.
President Carson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Did I understand you correctly in saying there was a basement in this barn? There's not a basement in this barn?
No.
Okay. The new storage building will have a basement in it.
No, I Mr. Chairman, Representative Carson, the basement is the main facility that we have there, and that's where we have the different electrical plumbing and the shops that we have is in the basement of the main building. Right.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I got one more question. If for some reason you did not take this barn down, is it, it wouldn't be any detriment to your grounds or everything? The way it looks, it sits off to the side, other than did you like to take it down? Is that what I'm trying to get here?
That's correct. I mean, it is there, and we just don't want it to go into more disrepair as the years come along, and it bows out more and causes a hazard.
The second floor you're referring to is probably the hay loft. It looks like it's set up for hay in the upper level in that barn.
That's correct. That's where we were standing when we took the picture up. Looking up.
Representative Wismer.
Mr. Chair, is the proximity to the Star Academy a big issue as far as trying to find other private parties interested either in it, where it stands, or otherwise?
Mr. Chairman, we would, it does cause some concern. You know, we have juveniles at the facility, and we always have to keep sight and sound as much as we can with and know who's going to be around our campus. Yes.
Representative Mickelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Secretary, if you didn't need this building and you didn't need to spend this money, would the amount of money that we're using from other funds be able to be reverted to the general fund?
Mr. Chairman, well, I imagine that I have the authority to do that. The other funds that we have, of course, are a lot of number of projects that we have coming throughout the year and expenses that we have that we use those funds for.
Representative Westphal.
I remember that we did transfer money out of the prison industries fund during the cut year a couple of years ago into the general.
Representative Dryden.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll just talk a little bit about your construction cost estimate, you know, with water and sewer and all that you got there. I'm not sure you can build it for $190,000. I'm not advocating spending more money, but I'm not sure that's enough money.
Mr. Chairman, understanding that we are building the shell right now for this money, and then over the next couple of years, as Superintendent Heyer said, that we would use our trades class at the facility to, over time, build the inside structure.
Further questions? Hearing no further questions, committee discussion. Representative Werner.
Thank you. I would highly suggest you give the public the option through advertisement to see about them removing it, the barn. If somebody, I just visualize that 20 years from now we won't hardly see any of these structures. This is a pretty grand structure, and it would save you $10,000 in demolition costs plus a loss of some history. So I would highly suggest you try to allow the public, if there's someone interested in relocating it and restoring it, to let them do it, because they can certainly restore it for less than what you, the numbers that you were quoting me. I restored my barn for about $30,000, and I had to bring the sidewalls in. I put all new siding on it, etc. Far from your estimates. So somebody that has a love for or passion for this property would certainly take it in and would save you the demolition costs.
Representative Carson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If this barn, if the Department of Corrections could find some money and this barn was restored, is there any use for this barn down the road for the Star Academy?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Carson, the concern that we have is just the layout of the barn as far as the ability to use it for maintenance and for repairing machinery and equipment and that type of thing. I'm not sure that it has another use for us today other than storage.
Thank you.
Committee discussion, seeing none, committee action.
Mr. Chairman, I'd recommend a due pass on Senate Bill 3-1.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Discussion? Hearing none. Secretary, call the vote. Excuse me. Secretary Carson.
Representative Wormer, in reference to what you stated about trying to get the public to a bid process, do you think it'd be the interest of this committee to send out a letter of intent to that?
I do. I really do. It's. I can only see it as a win-win. We'll save the cost of tearing it down and allow somebody to take this under their ownership and give some meaning to it. So I would certainly, I don't know how we do this as far as having that in the motion or an amendment or anything to that. I don't know if that's where you're going.
Well, traditionally, the Appropriations Committee can make a recommendation that it's not a binding, it's nothing of that nature. You know, one of the things we would have to consider is the liability for a private person to be on state property. And that would be a real high priority.
I think, and equally as high a priority, you'd want a date that the building would have to be removed and the site cleared. so that this doesn't become a long-term process. It would have to be a and if it isn't, then they can follow through with the demolition in that respect. But at least give that the opportunity through this summer to have them see if they could get that out of there.
Representative Hager.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, you know, I'm looking at the actual bill, and it references the raising of the buildings. Particularly, and one thing that is, I guess, a little encouraging is on line 11, section 2, Department of Corrections may raise the barn, the former minimum unit, and the woodshop buildings. So it doesn't really, the legislation certainly doesn't contemplate declaring it surplus or selling it. But what the may would do for you is, especially since if, you know, go back to the original purpose of the bill, which is to create a building, a new building with much more, that's much more functional and is specifically designed with highest and best use in mind for maintenance. And so the barn becomes, frankly, secondary, although, I appreciate its historical value, but and it sounds to me in testimony that the building doesn't have to go, the barn doesn't have to go, at least there's no sense of urgency for it to go away other than the potential liability, which probably doesn't change much in a year. So they could defer the raising of the bill of the barn while they investigate these possibilities. I don't know that legislation is required, or if a letter of intent meets or serves our purpose here because of the language in the bill. But certainly we could pass this, allow them to build their new structure, and kind of defer that second part of our discussion here.
There's a motion on the floor. We're waxing nostalgic over a photograph. We're not on the ground. This is our job to micromanage it. This sure looks nice in the picture, but and not having been there, I do believe that you know the
absolutely
mood of this particular committee. I believe I have another comment from Representative Werner.
I was looking for a route to get this out of here. If you move it, and it looks like somebody can get it out of here, you go this way because it appears if going through campus, it would be detrimental. So is this access out of here? Good. I mean, this could be after the discussion, but I don't know. How big is your campus here? How many acres is it?
About 200.
That immediate area
around the building's probably less than 100, but I don't. It'd be a challenge to take the barn off the campus.
Representative Werner, we might be micromanaging there. We have these. Any further discussion germane to the motion on the floor, which is to do pass Senate Bill 31? Hearing none, Secretary, call the vote.
Wismer.
Aye.
Holly.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
Bolin. Mickelson.
Aye.
Werner.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Romkema.
Aye.
9 yeas, 1 excused.
Having received sufficient votes, Senate Bill 31 is hereby passed.
Mr. Chairman, I can assure you that we will do everything possible to get that saved in some form or another, and I share your feelings on that. Thank you.
Mr. Secretary, I'm sorry I didn't ask this question before. How much of the, if you salvage the barn, you take the barn down, how much do you feel you're going to be able to salvage and move into the new building?
Just some boards here and there is all we were looking for, just to remember it by.
Thank you.
And the next bill on our agenda is Senate Bill 90. This is to revise the General Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2013 to provide funding for the increased costs associated with employee health insurance and internal service bureaus and to declare an emergency.
Show for what?
You had said nine.
Oh.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Told, they don't do the show.
I got a quick question.
I'll check that.
Seeing no proponents nor opponents, the chair will move defer action on Senate Bill 90. Chair to entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried. We are adjourned.